Good morning, fellow dreams and travelers on the funny path of life. 10:41, and I'm gonna start recording inside, at least to give you something of a hopefully of a decent quality. I got the lentils to jar. I'm kind of doing now my hummus with chickpeas and lentils, lentejas, chickpeas, garbanzos. Garbanzo, feta, and those should be ready. So I'm going to be in. We'll see. I think we're going to get rain, but I think they're saying it's not going to be until the afternoon. So we've had wind, wind since yesterday. I'm over here over the pressure cooker. Sobre la olla a presión. And they are ready. So, great. Let me can those bad boy. I do my sealing on the preserves and los botes by flipping them upside down and putting boiling, piping hot the lentils. And that basically does a good job sealing them. So, I had, it's kind of a pretty cool, actually. I think it's pretty cool. So I'm going to start with kind of my good news in a way. Okay, so here, this is good for the first one. All right. Bilde, I think the name is Bilde. Well, maybe not, it's Bilde. I'm thinking Bildo, which means it's a picture in Esperanto. Bildo. But Bilde is somebody, well, I know I've talked about her because, yeah, it was around the podcast. Actually, that was around the time when I started the podcast, so I'm sure I talked about her. And I kind of was in Conil when that happens. Anyway, so she's this young little thing from Turkey, and we got hooked up from, actually it was Lingbi, of all things, you know, Lingbi, the application to practice languages. And I kind of hit it off with very, very few people, but she was one of them. And so, I don't know how old she is, but she lives in... Dang, I forgot the name of the capital of Turkey. Dang it, Anthony. I can't think of it. I mean, you have Sofia, which is, I think it's called Sofia, right? That big church that they have over there. Wow, this is going to be more than I thought. Anyway, so we had a very, very nice conversation. You know, she was also falling in love with somebody at the time, a young guy that didn't live very far from her, and... you know, and we're quite talented. I mean, her English very good. She was also, we actually were supposed to be practicing Spanish. But in the end, the English, shall we say, prevailed. Anyway, and then she kind of, you kind of know me the way that I do things, but she kind of also fell off the face of the earth. So at one point, I basically, like I said, I didn't hear anything from her, and I don't know. I just don't do too well now in the idea of always hunting. So I kind of just took her out and like, okay, we had a moment. You know, we shared what we shared. And I was okay with that. And there she is about 3 years later. That's a heck of a long time. So anyway, so she sent me a message yesterday evening, which I somehow thought it was somebody else, but I don't know. I didn't really look anyway. Because it's after my 9 o'clock, after my 8 o'clock, I don't really want to interact with the world. And this morning, I kind of saw it basically first thing. And that, and also me having instant coffee for the first time with my chicory, which is about running out. I was kind of transitioning. I'm quite hyper today, to say the least. Yeah, just in case you wonder, I'm cleaning my utensils now. Los cubiertos, la olla a presión, mi termos, and basically I kind of responded with some English, and Spanish, and even some Japanese, which not, as far as I know, she's not speaking Japanese, but I think she speaks German actually, so she could actually help me with that, if I'm not mistaken. So she speaks some Spanish, some Turkish, some English. I'm not sure about the French, but anyway, she's very, very young. I mean, So anyway, so I look at the message this morning and I see a picture and we're kind of trying to remember her a little bit. And there she is in a wedding, on a wedding day. So she got married, I don't know how long ago. My guess it's got to be about maybe a year or so, maybe less, you know, but my guess will be about a year. And of course, she looks very happy. And he looks very nice too, the groom. Huh? La novia y el novio, huh? The bride and the groom, which is funny because in Spanish, novia y novio means actually boyfriend too. So, and los novios means the bride and groom, which is kind of a, anyway, funny, itty bitty. So we shall see. So we more than likely will get to talk again. I'm kind of curious as to why she, you know, rekindle that. But it feels good. It feels like I've always had a special place. I called her my Lingby daughter. You know, oh my goodness. And it's starting to rain. I be darn. Well, it doesn't look too bad. We'll see. Well, I don't know. Okay, then I guess I'm not going out. I be darn. All right. Anyway, I think it's Bildi, I mean. So anyway, so quite nice. That was kind of a surprise. There was also Paquita yesterday, the one from Granada, who reached out. But we had a couple of voice messages. But I mean, it's somebody that I enjoyed meeting. I met her on El Primitivo, so about, 2 years ago, I guess, at least. It's got to be 2 years ago. Yeah, when I did my big year, when my mother died. Yeah, that's that year. Anyway, so I met her there, along with Isaac, the organist from Mexico, and we had a little kind of a clique that we kind of get along well together. And she's definitely high energy, very social, extroverted, very sweet. I liked her. And then we were in Lugo. Lugo is the last night we were together, because the next day I covered a big distance and I lost them, and then the day after I was turning around, meaning I was doing the walk backward. So I actually saw them, most of them anyway, along the way. But definitely, I'm curious about Bilde. You know, I really feel like I have I call her hijita, my little girl, my little daughter. I've had there's Olivia that I met on the Camino. I mean, we never exchanged contact, but it was just something about her. Also, she was like 18. And that was in 2019 when I met her. And it was the first time I was like, I'm adopting you. You're my official first Camino daughter. Anyway, and then building. So anyway, just wanted to share. I'm definitely, oh my goodness, the wind is picking up and the wind and the rain. Let me get some light in the room. So anyway, but I'm quiet. Today was yoga. I felt strong. I did more cat and cow, the pose. And really feeling quite energized. I was going to call Juan to see if he wanted to join me, but and that's not going to work. Anyway, so yesterday I had a very nice, I think it was about 2 hour walk in the afternoon. So it was quite windy. I don't know when I recorded yesterday. It was pretty bad. I know the quality was bad. I don't know what else to tell you. I really like the idea of when I start to walk to talk. And I don't know. Maybe one day I have the money, it might make sense to invest in a good noise reduction headset. But for now, it doesn't quite make sense. I could, you know, I can still buy it if I wanted to, but it doesn't feel like a justifiable option, you know, when I have those two headsets already. And even when one goes bad, I still have another one, and that's the way it's going to be. So I went to Torre del Campo. I called Juan, but he was out of reach on his phone. So by the time he got back to me, I was almost on the way back. And so no rain, you know, it was quite overcast, but nothing came out of it. And very nice walk. And then I went further into town, not looking at the, you know, GPS, nothing. And I look at that street and I chose to take a right And that led me to the Hermitage. So it's kind of a nice steep up. You have quite a climb, and it's a Camino, El Mozárabe. So it's the official St. James pilgrimage from Jaén. And so from Torre del Campo, you shoot up toward there, and then you end up to Jamilena. So I basically walk my way. I'm going to do that again because we're looking at rain, possibly for the next, more than likely the next 3 days. So, you know, that's going to be like a 1 week nonstop, basically, of rain. And so the trails are not going to be fun. So I'll basically have that option, which gives me a nice training ground, you know, about a 2 hour with a nice climb for me, which is basically ideal. And I actually, for the first time since my time in Jamilena, I entered the Hermitage, which is Santa Ana. And there was nobody, which was wonderful. It was small, you know. And I kind of bowed because I wanted to be respectful of that kind of ritual, the tradition, about the customs, you know, about what people do. I wanted to be respectful of it. It doesn't have to be about I'm doing it because I'm a thinner and, you know. No, but out of respect, it felt right. I didn't do the sign of the cross, but I did a bow. I do like when there is a fount with water to dip my finger into the sign of the cross. For whatever reason, I enjoy that. There's something about water and crossing some threshold that I like the idea of it. Or like going into properties and having to go over a body of water. There's something poetic to me about that. Anyway, so I stayed there a little bit, not too long. And then worked my way. From there, it's pretty easy where you go. Because I'm joining a loop that comes from the other way around. So I kind of know my way now. And even if I get lost, I can afford it because eventually I'm going to recognize a landmark. I know my way around here. So, and that was that. And yesterday, I tried a couple of things. One, it's a consultant. So I'm kind of that Christoph Gans or Hans, whatever his name is. So there's a consultant, which is a mini series, which we'll see. The first one is, we'll see. It's about this consultant that basically ends up running this software or gameware, whatever you call it, company that makes games, video games. What do you call that? Anyway, it doesn't matter. And so it's kind of a dark comedy. Well, it kind of looks like, it looks like a comedy, actually, but dark. But we'll see. I don't know. It's I'm definitely not hooked, but I'll check another one. They're about a half an hour piece. So I just watched one, and I was like, no rush to finish this one. But The Carnage, the one with Judy Foster, John C. Reilly, and Kate Winslet, and Christoph Gans, about those two families that get together because there's one of the son... One of the parents' child hit the other kid with a stick. And so you have that kind of dysfunction, kind of relationship coming up to the front between those four people. Basically, kind of, I guess, a writer was like, what if, you know, we didn't have a filter? What if people would just actually, you know, say what they really think with that fear of retaliation or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it kind of left to desire, as far as I'm concerned. It was okay, but it was just not really believable how over the top they were. It just kind of felt acted. I don't know. It just didn't work. But it was okay. It was watchable. So I watched that yesterday. So kind of funny having those movies here and there popping up. Because now I'm kind of left with Past Life, that South Korean movie. That was nominated, and Poor Things, which I have a feeling it's not going to be for me. It's kind of like those, was that like Hotel Budapest, or those kind of weird movie, kind of has a surreal or kind of a different kind of artistic take, and I just don't, I can't get into those things, so it doesn't work for me. So, but I might check it, you know. Emma Thompson, kind of an interesting kind of figure for Hollywood. So she won that that award, right? That Oscar, the Oscar for the best actress. So those are kind of the two movies. They are not really movies from past. You know, I was thinking of A Few Good Men, but I'm like, it's not gonna work. You know, I've really enjoyed that movie actually. Or The Departed is something that I might watch again, but even then, it's like, you know, those are the kind of Scorsese's movies that I like. The, you know, Goodfellas and Casino is okay. And definitely The Departed was interested. Oh, there's Black Mass. This one I might watch again with Johnny Depp. And I think isn't it Kevin Bacon in there? I forget who else is in there. About this guy from Boston. Anyway. But yeah, there's just not many. And the new one, it's for quite a while now, in the recent past anyway. My criteria has changed, and there's very, very few movies that, you know, seem worthwhile. The whole action movie, and it's so tiring, and it's so cliche, it's so boring, it's so predictable, it's just not interesting. It's how can that be believable if basically what's going to happen, you kind of know. Actually, there are a couple of ones that are like this kind of hero, anti-hero, hero kind of type deal. One is Hancock, but I've watched a few times. I don't think I can anymore, with Will Smith, that I liked. And Deadpool, you know, that I felt like, you know, the screenwriters were kind of flexing their adult, you know, humor instead of trying to be so politically correct. That I could watch again because Ryan Reynolds, I like him in there. And so it was quite fitting. But anyway. So we'll see. I thought I was going to go out. I thought I was just going to record for a bit. But yeah, I'm definitely, I guess, let me crank up the heat a little more because it looks like I'm going to be here a little more. Yeah. Though it's not raining much. So at one point I might still go out, but not quite yet. It's a little early, you know. If it's still running like that, this is not too bad. So I'll go in a couple of hours and, yeah, I'll have a warm place to come to and I'll drive pretty quick and I'll go give a chupa chupa treat. Anyway, today is Good Friday, right? The good old crucifixion. So you already heard something from the church this morning, so it's definitely a big one. Today, so it's you know, festive day, the whole Friday, Saturday, mostly Friday, Saturday, I think. Oh, Saturday, no, actually, I don't think there is too much going on because he's dead, and Sunday is a resurrection. So, but of course, I have no intention of going, you know, being in the south of Spain. So, those celebrations are quite popular, and even last year when I was going in church. All the time, I did not go. Like, I think Christmas, I think I picked the one that I knew was going to be the least attended because I really don't like crowds anymore. I like even more so going to, well, that's not all the time, but in a mass. For me, I like the intimacy, I like the obscurity, that's why I like the whole monastery ambience, you know? And when you go to those places where you stay for a few days, it's very little attended. I still definitely like that. So the whole kind of the liturgy, I'm not quite sure, but then again, you don't have to. You know, you can just be in there, and being in there physically is to participate in it. You don't have to say anything, you know? You respect the sitting, kneeling, and all. Well, actually, technically kneeling, you can just stand, but I'm okay. I have no issue with kneeling. So I would respect that, but you don't have to join. Though I have to say in Ligugé, the abbey near Poitiers, I did like to join in because it's they sing quite well. You know, the Gregorian chanting, they were quite famous. I'm not sure if they still are. But I still have one of the album. Kind of sounds funny to mention the word album. Yeah, it's quite pretty. So, and I could see myself going back there. Well, I guess I could take a train, you know, if I was in the south of France. I could take a train to shoot up there and then do a retreat and then resume walking. So that's, that would be a possibility. Though I wouldn't see myself going back to, I think I still have the house key, but it just makes no sense for me to go back to that house, you know? And God, who knows what's going on with it in terms of being sold or God knows what. But anyway, so yeah, the big weekend is starting. I think after Christmas, it's got to be the biggest one here in Spain. I think it is because Spanish Day, the 12th of October, you know, which is also Columbus Day here. It's not like the 4th of July in the US or the 14th of, the 4th of July, the 4th or the 14th of July. So the 4th in the US and the 14th in France. I don't even know what it is in England. But anyway, regardless. So, yes, I've already done all my languages. It was quite nice this morning. You knew you should serve. That's import export. In case you wanted to know. Then you have Zeking, which is taxes, or Zei. Hakushutsu? Is that Hakushutsu? I think it's Hakushutsu, to shake hands. Anyway. Shusho, that's the prime minister. Anyway. But it's going to take so long to be able to. That Shusho will remain the prime minister. The kanji, I feel like they are becoming more focused to me, but I mean, you know, we are talking about so many and they have so funky shapes, so it's kind of me finding a way in somehow and that stuff making sense. So it is starting to, though, I have to say, because in like import, so you have import is no, hold on, you new, okay, you new. So the new, which means kind of inbound, it's kind of almost like a V upside down with a little kind of tilt on the top of the, on the pointy part of the V, kind of like a little wave going to the left. So you flip the V upside down and you have a little line going from the top toward the left. And that means like irigochi, which means it's an entrance. It has the same symbol. Like new gaku, which means school entrance, or new koku. So they are patterns. So this new means something is going inside. So if I see a new kanji with something like that, it could be wrong, but it's probably going to work out. And then a new yushutsu, it is actually kind of a weird, I'm thinking of a trident. So you have a, like a trident, you know, like a three prong, and then underneath, like a two prong. Well, actually, it's a three-prong, looks like a couple of trident encrusted upon one another. And that means, like, deguchi means the exit, so export. And shoseki-sha, that's an attendee. I don't even know why in this case, actually, this one means an attendee. Or shoseki means attendance, like to participate in something. Or teishutsu, which means to submit something. Well, I guess this one, teishutsu, you're submitting it, so it's going away from you. You're giving it to somebody else. So those things, I'm kind of starting to make some association. And, definitely now will not come out. Now it's raining. Anyway, but kind of enjoying that. So, yeah, it's... we'll see, you know, am I out of the woods yet? I don't know in terms of my energy, the way it's been, but the walk was great, you know. I was almost starting to run, going upward. Didn't have my backpack because once I chose not to, and then second, I was like, what if it rains? So a mix of things, you know. I didn't feel guilty about, no, you should always have the weight on you. I was like, it's all good, you know. I feel like I'm okay. I'm okay with that. I think I've had the pack enough on me. And next week, for sure, I think starting Monday or Tuesday, actually, the rain is going. So I'll be able to put the pack back on. But I feel like my body and my mind, more so my mind than my body, is now acclimated to really to it and has not lost, you know, that habit. So for what it's worth. So that's kind of on the news front. I think, yeah, I had this image of this house becoming smaller and smaller. So I definitely, you know, getting ready for, you know, this transition again. So I can, I definitely feel that. It's so interesting, you know, how one moment I was so enamored, so comfortable, so enjoying that, that I would call it a complacent routine, but I'm not, I'm being maybe a little facetious here and sarcastic, but at the same time, kind of a, in a kind of a cute kind of way, I'm using it. It was really, really enjoyable, you know, to just do those simple things, you know, and really enjoy it. And now to kind of realize, yeah, it's the time is coming to move on. I talked about that yesterday, you know, this solitude, which, or it was the day before, I don't remember, kind of that realization about the price. And I seem to get that toward the end of each winter now, as of late, that it becomes heavy. And maybe it is kind of a sign of a transition taking place, or me becoming aware that the balance is tipping and it's time now to readjust it, you know, to keep that that middle way, you know, avoiding the extreme. And that though there'll be plenty of time to where the majority of the people that I'm going to be with, it's not going to be that interesting. So I'm not yet to the place where I have that equanimity when it comes to people. If they're not interested, you know, it's just like I can become kind of annoyed or wanting my space or wishing they weren't there. But at the same time, it's, yeah, it's just nice to have people around. So in a way, it is my communal living, being on the Camino, even though it's with strangers and it's kind of Groundhog Day or 51st date all over the place. Actually, no, it's not like that because it's always different. But yeah, it's kind of always the same, you know, in the same way, outside of those special encounters where you feel you have a kinship with that person and there is a moment to be shared, or sometimes more than one, you know, as in a case with Nora and Dorito. Anyway, so yeah, there's not too much to do in the house. The lentils are done. I finished the sauerkraut yesterday, so now I'm back to just kind of steam, you know. It's a little bit, it's getting boiled, but it's mostly steamed cabbage. But I don't put it into a colander. I put it straight, you know, with a little bit of water and a pinch of salt. And then most of the cabbage does not touch the water, you know, but the steam cooks it. So I'm doing that. Then I'll most likely do some broccoli or whatever, but I like all of them. Cauliflower, broccoli, cabbages, the cruciferous, which have great anti-cancer property. As it turns out, it's not news, I've known that for quite a while. And I know the broccoli sprout is supposed to be the most potent, but I feel like, you know, the whole silver bullet, you know, the whole superfood, it's like, you know, just find a good pattern and let it go. And something like that is simple. I don't even think, and I'm not sure I would do it, you know, like getting broccoli seeds to sprout them, this kind of biohacking. I feel like, you know, you do mindful eating, and then you keep a simple pattern, something that anybody can have access to, you know, not some kind of Amazon-based or Whole Food, you know, that you have to go to there for that. I don't really subscribe. So even like in most place where you have food deserts, as they call them, you know, place where you have a scarcity of good options to buy grocery, and it's most unlikely, you know, processed junk food, you know, in gas stop, gas station or whatever, gasolinera, or estación de gas, or estación de gasolina. Oh, gasolina or gasolinera? Gasolina, I think it's right. And so, yeah, that was kind of nice. But I've had a lot of gas lately. So we'll see if the sauerkraut may have had something to do with that or not. I don't know. But I've had quite a bit of gas, and not all the time, but quite a bit. It's been stinky. So there's definitely something going on down there. But as of now, I'm not changing anything, you know. I mean, I'm done with eggs. I'm done with dairy. Well, not that I was eating much of the dairy, but I was eating an egg a day. So I guess it's kind of my, that's my first week, actually, sin huevos, without eggs. Kind of funny that I went to sin instead of without, because it's a shorter word, me being lazy. Anyway, my goodness. Well, I think that's about it. Maybe I'll read a little more about Desnoyers, about the four horses of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So, but those chapters are pretty big. They are like around 30 pages each. So, you know, and I kind of like the idea of starting and finishing a chapter. But, I don't know. It's okay, so it's not raining so much now. I'll see. I'll call. Let me open the window. Yeah, I'm going to call Juan, see if he's up for it. I mean, it's going to rain some more. But it's, okay. You might just be scattered here and there, so it's going to be not so bad. You know what? I'm going to be looking at going out now and moving a little bit. That sounds nice. So, there is a building. Okay. My Irita de Turquía. Kind of funny, too, now that I'm thinking of maybe, you know, by next winter to either be in Greece or be in Turkey. Anyway, it'd be interesting if it was kind of like an omen, you know, kind of guiding me. Definitely I'm open to all of that. Anyway, all right, guys, peace and love. Just spent a little while talking to Juan on the phone. Funny. So I called him, you know, to go for a walk, and then it started to rain, and it's basically, you know, it's been raining for about 2 hours now, and it's not letting off. So for now, definitely no going out. It's too cool. Well, it's cool. I mean, I wouldn't say cold, but it's definitely cooler than cool. Anyway, so we were talking, and he was basically asking me, he went to buy some, or he did, or Rosie, I think he did, went to buy some quinoa, because they just didn't know what that was. So he was asking again. It's like, dude, you have the notes. It's on there. We brought it down, but, you know, I was like, okay, here it is. Here's how you do it. And I'm like, you know, telling him, but, you know, it's also about you taking charge. And he's like, yes, 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 but he's not doing it. So it's very funny, the dissonance between one's word, and I think he's used to, I wouldn't say get away with murder, but basically not having his action match what he's saying, the total incongruency in some respect as far as his life is concerned. And of course, it's, you know, it's not black and white. So obviously, you know, he's raised a family, possibly he's been the only income earner in a family, so they're doing well. So he's done his job. He's not like a bum. I don't want to say that, but there is kind of like a spoiled child, kind of a man with the hands out, you know, give, 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 and not taking charge, kind of like a victim stance. And so I've kind of challenged that a little bit, shall we say, kind of as a friend, you know? And so today was like, you know, I have acid reflux, you know, acid as the estomago. And so, and I was like, I'm not going to go into that, you know, here's what's important. Those tools that I've given you, I want you to play with that and then to focus your energy on that. There's always going to be acid reflux, headache, mucus, you know, phlegm, whatever. There's going to be something to worry about. And, you know, that's you being a worrywart. And I'm not interested in that. It's, for me, it's a waste of time because you don't do anything with it and you just feed on that worry. So if you choose to, that is fine, but I'm not going to get into that. And he basically tried and tried and tried again to basically get me to walk that back. And I was like, dude, I've already answered you.
And each time I had to kind of put my foot down, kind of like with a child, you know, to kind of set clear limits. Or something that I had to do with my mother when I realized she had no interest in changing. You know, she just wanted pity and sympathy from other people and people to feel sorry for her. And I'm like, that's okay if that's what you want, but I'm not playing that. And I'm not interested in that. If that's something that you want to have between you and me, then we're not going to have a relation. And once she knew I'm in business, and I guess she wanted enough of a relation, then we find a way to create a new relationship. So it was very interesting, the banter we had, the back and forth, and him, he kept trying and manipulating and blackmailing. It was very interesting. It's like, you know, if you're a good friend, you would do that. Very, very interesting, like a child, in a way. And I'm like, that's okay, you know? And not to be angry at him, not to take it personally, you know, to realize that it's more than likely something that he can help. Also, that it's something that he may have been quite successful many, many times in the past. So you kind of repeat the behavior that works. Obviously, you don't do something that doesn't do anything at all. There's got to be a sense that it works. I don't believe that anybody can justify an action that would not work at all. Even a drug addict, there is something positive, productive, fructífero in what it does. Anyway, he might actually be showing up. I don't know. It'd be interesting. I don't quite see him coming out with the weather. Anyway, but at the same time, you know, he's not very far. Also, he might end up at driving. That would be different because if he's driving, it's obviously not going to get really wet. But basically, you know, me talking about, look, you're not doing the stretching. You know, we talked about a lot of things. I gave you a lot of tools. You know, and I don't know which one are going to work, you know, to which extent they're going to work. I do believe that they're going to help, but we don't know that until you try them and you're not doing it. You keep asking, you know, you keep being given and you don't do anything. And it's like, I'm not doing that. You're going to have to show me. And, you know, and like something like the quinoa, you know, telling him how to do, I was like, you don't need Rosie to do that for you. You know, you have no excuse now. You know, you can go into the field. You have plenty of time. Here you are telling me when I want to borrow your weed eater that, you know, I can appreciate the company and I will definitely welcome him. But it was like, you know, I don't know what to do. It's like there are things that you can do, but you just don't want to do them. So there is kind of a very, very kind of rigid stance. And obviously he's 65. So I know change is not easy. And the older you are, the harder it becomes. I appreciate that. But you know what? I'm not a babysitter. So at the end of the day, people have to make the choice. They have to decide. And if they don't, it's just going to be very hard for me to stay with it because I don't feel pity. I don't feel sorry for people. And I'm not really interested in people who are not willing to own and become a warrior on the path to whatever the most meaningful life they can. However handicapped we may be, you know? However many obstacles, the choice to honor it instead of feeling the weight and feeling sorry for oneself. It's just, those are not my kind of people. So it was just very, very interesting. Time and time again, it was such an onslaught from him. And in a way, I feel good about it because I didn't take it personally. You know, I didn't get angry. I kind of cracked up quite a bit, actually. But it was like, you know, to stand my ground, but still, you know, lovingly, to care about the guy, that's where it came from. And being like, if that's what you want to do, again, if that's how you want to dance, his contribution to the dance we were having, that's good enough. But it was like, just stay true to who you are. So very, very interesting. That's very interesting. And I think for sure with him, if I do that, I have to really be clear, clean, and focused because it would be exhausting. It would be somebody that would be exhausting because he's relentless. And he just feels so, he really is entrenched in a victim kind of a stance and he really feels right about wanting that. And if he's not been giving that, then it's an injustice. And, you know, shame on the person who's not willing to indulge, you know. Su capriccio. So it was very, very interesting. Anyway, so I'm going to go back to the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse and talking about Giulio having trouble in Paris his father getting tighter with his allowance, and him basically being a living kind of a bohemian, a wealthy bohemian, a bourgeois bohemian lifestyle in Paris. Anyway, peace and love.